Dumelang, Sanbonani. This year has been quite a different year ever since 1994. No party came out as a winner of the 2024 general elections. From the 29th of May until today, it's been exactly a month. 40% is the ANC, 20% DA. MK Party being the third largest party, born within 5 months, and the last one being the EFF at 9%. But not only that, you also had the PAC in a mix of things, also coming back to parliament with one seat. But something has changed. The PAC has joined the Government of National Unity. In studio, I have the Deputy Secretary General of the party, is Eddie Ramarumo Mufulwani. He's from Harankuwa. He's former SRC, and also he went to former SRC at TUT. He is the former SGB Treasurer at Tembane Primary School, Deputy Provincial Chairperson of PAC in the Western Cape, and currently serving as a Deputy Secretary General of the party nationally. Leadership, welcome on board. How are you?
No, I'm okay, my brother. Thank you very much for inviting us. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
My leader, I think looking at this election, on the 29th of May, South Africans went on in their numbers. You had a very strong campaign towards the election. The results, are you happy with them? Is it where? What are your thoughts?
Well, elections is a communication process. You take out your manifesto, your plans and everything out, and the electorate will communicate back to you.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, it's a scientific process, outside of all the other challenges we might have with the process.
But yes,
the process is communicating to us, and we appreciate what we're seeing. Against all the challenges, we can discuss them at another stage. Mm-hmm.
Because I look at this thing, right? The PAC has been contesting ever since from 1994, and the party has this consistent support on the ground. The question then becomes: in this seventh administration, your voters, what should they expect? And maybe give us what inspired the move to join the Government of National Unity.
Well, firstly, is that the understanding and expectation is that the voters were exposed to our message.
Yes.
In one way or the other, it was an electronic form. Those who got a chance to can even read the manifesto, they had a chance to have a clue or an idea of what we stand for.
Sure.
We are confronted with a very complex situation in South Africa.
Yes.
Throwing solutions on top of this mess might not help in moving forward.
Yes.
Maybe what is of importance from our side is that the electorate must expect an active PAC that is standing up for what it stands for, its ideological framework and the policy it stands for will find expression in everything and every little space that it finds ourselves in.
Because most people would argue, being a very pan-Africanist organization that has always been pro-black, pro-land, pro-everything, going into some sort of an arrangement with the DA and other parties that we will see a little bit more liberal, if that's the word to use. Even the ANC joined the DA, it was a hullabaloo. Does this not compromise your ideological position, being seen to me dancing with the former enemy?
Well, let's try to put some little bit of historical context to this so that we do not fall into the trap that is everybody is a victim of.
Yes.
The PAC joined and started to participate in the process of the multi-party process in South Africa since after its banning.
Yes.
Meaning, we had to register the PAC in accordance with the act and the laws of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the PAC is a political party that is operating within that framework.
Yes.
This political framework that we find ourselves in is not prescribed by ourselves. It's not our preferred one.
Mm-hmm.
However, given our political strength since we've been part of this, we are in no position to set the rules.
Yeah.
Meaning we play this game with the very same rules that we are uncomfortable with.
Therefore,
we appreciate that we are part of this multi-party process.
Mm-hmm.
And multi-party process means today we might find ourselves with this person. The following day we might find ourselves with the next person.
Mm.
We are in governance in various municipalities with DA and many independent candidates who we are not even sure what they stand for.
Yes.
And once we draw in the ideological question to this whole situation.
Yes.
We have a serious cartel
mm-hmm.
of ideological grandstanders in this republic.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
There are people who say a lot of left politics that they don't even necessarily mean. And we are expected to associate with them because somebody's saying one thing or the other about the land. I told you the other day that today is very easy for anyone to stand up. Anyone who wants to see blue lights behind his car or in front of his car accompanying him for wherever he's going will tell you the land question. But what exactly do these people mean?
Yeah.
So our association with various political parties does not change our ideological standing.
Mm-hmm.
We do not associate with these people. We are agreeing that the numerics and the outcomes of these elections
yes.
are compelling us.
Mm-hmm.
The material conditions before us
yes.
are compelling us to be in a particular form of a dialogue.
To choose the country beyond political ideology, is that what you're saying? To choose what is in the best interest of South Africans beyond your party political ambitions.
Let's first appreciate that we have to take a decision.
Yes.
The voters left the situation with an open-ended situation. Leadership must prevail. From our side, from where I'm stood,
yes.
the leadership had to take a decision. We analyzed both sides of the situation. There's this side that is speaking one language. There's this side that's speaking this language. These ones are more posturing or more alike.
Mm-hmm.
Or in their documentation, they are more or less saying more what we are saying.
Yes.
These ones are well-known. Others are well-known thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Others are new thieves.
Yeah.
Maybe the most important question that I have always found interesting since this debate has begun of GNU is that maybe somebody must tell us between the original land thief
yes.
and those who are defending that thief in the process of fighting, who must we prioritize and fight with first?
The original thief, right?
But there are those who are fighting us here close to us, protecting this thief.
Because you can't use land now. Meanwhile, you had power over these years to take it back. You didn't.
Imagine an ANC leader saying to us today, land reforms, land land something, land whatever.
Too late.
No, man. It's just sloganeering.
Yes, yes.
Maybe there are those who history has not yet tested them.
Yes.
And we are too harsh in our analysis. We use our little interaction we have with them and the type of decisions they take,
yes.
the characters they are, the lifestyles they live. They are the ones that give us a little bit of a clue what type of creatures we are dealing with.
Yes.
But you tell me today about, I'm being frank and honest with you. You tell me today about me attending a meeting and Comrade Jacob Zuma says to me, we are in a process to rebuild this country. We want the land back.
And he had 10 years to take it back.
Not 10 years. He's been a senior leader of this organization called the ANC.
Yeah.
Since forever.
Now,
what has changed today?
Nothing.
What is this sudden hurry about the land when they're in trouble?
Yeah, somebody else would say that, to say, it seems as if whenever we are put into question, we tend now to use this historical, political, which are facts, by the way, but they seem to be used to manipulate the masses just to protect our individual ambitions. Would you say that?
The propaganda machinery that the ANC survived 1994 with.
Yes.
That they are the only ones who fought. The Mandela went to Robben Island for 27 years. And that all that story that thing became part of their DNA.
Yeah.
They appreciated the gains from lying. And that thing became part of their DNA.
Yes.
To
posture.
They lie even if the facts are before their faces.
Yeah.
So, you know, yesterday I was listening to this gentleman called Nduli. And he was trying to explain why Zisikoto is back in parliament against this principle or this
step aside
arrangement. And yes. You know, I was disturbed a lot that, but this man takes us for fools. No, he's not there. He's not there. But he's there. You know, he's not active.
He's not in the cabinet. But then he'll be in parliament.
So I'm saying to you that this comrades,
they are disingenuous.
Lying has become part of their problem solving mechanism. When looking at both sides, coming back to the question at hand, you look at both sides. I, you know, in the past recent days, we've been saying to comrades, we are not an organization formed as anti-ANC. We are not anti-ANC.
Yes.
We are not angrists against the ANC.
You're not bitter.
No.
Mm.
We appreciated from inception that this group of fellows wants the easy way out.
Yeah.
And history will judge us. And we took our own way.
So you going into the GNU right now.
Yes.
Are you then giving up on the radical posture on land and reclaiming of mineral resources? Are you then going as a party, are you now being more moderate in your approach in a modern space of politics?
There is absolutely no rule, no principle,
yes,
no memorandum of intent,
yes,
that will tone our language against the realities of this. We have historical facts that we are prepared to say, even if we are in heaven or in hell, we will say them.
Yes.
Now, when somebody says to me, being in one government structure with the DA might affect us, I say, why are DA funders and handlers not worried about the DA being with us? What is this inferiority complex that the DA might swallow us? What brings about this fear?
Yes.
It's consequences of colonization. The white man, once we get close to him, he will teach us, or he will yeah, unteach us what we were taught. We are very clear about who we are. We are very clear about the problems of our people.
Yes.
We are an organization with aspirations to be a government someday.
Yeah.
With that notion on the table, we have responsibility to build capacity.
Okay.
If you dream about being a World Cup champion of football,
yeah,
meaning you must be engaged in professional football and play football inside where the football other clubs are playing.
Yes.
You will never be number one football club in the world when you are playing football in Alexander behind some shack when nobody's seen you. We see you once in a while. My point is that we are a political party contesting power.
Yes.
However power comes our way, and influence, an opportunity for us to maximize our influence, it presents itself before us. We grab it with both hands.
You remind me of Nelson Mandela when he said, you don't care whether the cat is black or white. The question is, can it catch mice? And if it can, then you want to work with that cat. And I think you are, in your answering, is basically to say the PAC needs to be in government for them to deliver to its electorate that voted for them. So if there's an opportunity for you to go into a government structure or arrangement where the PAC can be effective, then you will take that part.
I'll be failing in my responsibilities as the leader of the PAC if an opportunity to bring influence into the state presents itself.
Yes.
And I take a decision, or we take a decision collectively, that we will continue howling from the outside. Yes. In these 5 years, black or white, DA or ANC,
yes,
decisions that are going to be affecting the lives of our people are going to be taken.
So the question is, and I'm coming to you on this part, the DA right now is looking at the ministries of finance and other strategic ministries. Like we heard that John Steenhuisen might be serving in the minister, in the presidency. PA has requested home affairs or policing. But you, as the PAC, are you looking at the Ministry of Land and Agriculture? Maybe to that would be strategic for you. What are you looking to gain? What ministry are you looking at in this GNU arrangement?
Maybe for the record, firstly, let me record. Let me just put it on record that it is highly disappointing to witness what is happening.
Yeah.
Negotiations as a process has got rules of engagement.
Yes.
It's a process of stakeholders respecting each other mutually, in a boardroom setup, engaging each other with an intention to finding each other.
True.
But what senior leaders of the Democratic Alliance and senior leaders of the ANC are busy engaged in is very embarrassing.
Yeah.
To say the least, highly immature. Disgraceful, to say the least. What is the logic of us going into a boardroom and speaking things in confidence, trusting each other? 15 minutes later, you see me on TV telling the nation how much I made you a fool. How is that going to help the negotiations?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of this howling and insulting each other? This was supposed to be happening in boardrooms. Yes. This was supposed to be comrades in their first sessions, steaming at each other up until the steams cool off
and come out with
and leadership prevails. The nation is awaiting a political direction.
Yes.
Two entities that receive the biggest votes are engaged in a political pageant in the media of exposing each other. Helen today wants a group of DA friends in some DA WhatsApp group to clap hands that you insulted Mbalula. Mbalula also wants his ANC friends to retweet his insults on Twitter. Then they sleep well at night. But at the expense, look at what is at stake. Now, as a stakeholder,
yes,
we, as Pan-Africanists, we always respect is always amongst our DNA. And I will appreciate and I will humbly request that even during the course of our engagement, you will have to appreciate that I will have to abide myself to what we believe to be the rules of engagement.
Yes.
I will not be throwing insults at anyone. I will not be communicating anything that I'm not authorized to communicate.
Yes.
I will not be jeopardizing anything that is within the parameters of the negotiators.
Yes, yes.
Me and you can go to as far as we can, but there's limitation to the process. We would wish that the process be given the dignity it deserves, and those who are negotiating are given space to negotiate. Howling and insulting each other is just childishness.
Because the reality of the matter is that when the GNU was announced, and then there was also a corner called Progressive Forces,
yes,
of ATM and other Al-Jamaa and other parties. And the question most people are saying is that, are we looking at this? Are we being honest when we say it's a government of national unity, or it is just more of a grand coalition based on the fact that when you say national unity, it means all the parties that are part must also form part of the cabinet. Would you share that the same sentiment that whoever joins their cabinet, their government of national unity, must find expression within the cabinet itself?
We from time to time as African people fall into the trap of trying to over understand English.
Okay.
As a result, we find ourselves discussing three synonyms that mean one thing and the other person posturing with one word,
yes,
the other with the other, as if there's an argument when there's none. at the core principle of what is happening, there's a coalition of political parties. Whether you call it the NGU or a JHA, XYZ.
It's a coalition.
Maybe people are saying this, as I said to you, that propaganda has been part of their DNA. Maybe people are saying this to deceive the masses that it is something like what happened in 1994. In 1994, ANC took power, outright majority, and it opened a gesture, of a token of gesture to those who believed that they deserve it, which were the same apartheid masters and their agents.
Yes.
So there was no negotiation. The ANC was not under siege. As we speak, one thing ANC comrades must appreciate as a reality is that they are indebted to the coalition, because Cyril is today president as a result of the coalition. Whether they, whatever tone, whatever arrogance they can display on the media, the reality before their eyes that they must appreciate is that today, 2004, the situation does not read as 1994. Today they've got 40%. Their tone, their approach,
they must be humble.
Their expectations must meet 40%.
Yes.
Now, this I'm saying because we find ourselves in this situation because people do not interpret the outcomes of elections and be realistic to them.
Yeah.
Somebody will tell you this is an ANC initiated a GNU. Oh my Lord, who called who first matters not.
Yeah.
Who picked up the phone first matters not.
Sure.
What matters is the principle is that you would not, Cyril is not, was not going to be a president of the Republic today.
Yes.
So nobody must go around wearing a jacket of Cyril's prerogative. That prerogative is at the behest of the coalition.
Yes.
Therefore, this is not something new. I'm worried when people are acting politically babalazed.
Yeah.
This is not something new.
But the thing is, Nobala, the president, because that is a statement of intent.
Yes.
So it doesn't really, it's not legally binding.
Yes.
So Cyril, if he wants, all right, yes, based on the coalition agreement, yeah, he can, you know, play along with the team. However, the idea of a prerogative is that he's the president and he decides what he wants.
I'm saying by law, he decides.
Yes.
By law. That is the principle of it.
Yes.
Let me give you an example that will simplify the situation for you. When we are in a coalition in a municipality.
Yes.
A municipal mayor or will be appointed.
Yes.
Will be voted in. As a result of a caucus of the coalition.
Yeah.
Outside of the legal framework.
Yes.
Right? The political engagements outside.
Yeah.
In honoring the political engagements, we elect the mayor collectively.
Yes.
In return, the mayor must continue with the agreements of the coalition as they stand. That is a political agreement outside. From time to time, you see this pulling in and out of coalitions.
Yes.
Is people who lack integrity. And I don't want to mention people by name.
Yes.
Maybe tomorrow we might go back to that group that is considering itself progressive. Yeah. We are not a slave of our decisions. We take a decision today and we see it tomorrow that is harmful. We divorce it immediately and take another one.
Yeah, I think there is a group that we know that was given DA power in municipalities. Today they are saying, no, those who do the same thing, they are called sellouts. But they were not sellouts in 2016.
Man, people who have been friends with Abba Martina and Martinez van Schalkwyk, people who have been appointing Abba Martinez van Schalkwyk to be ministers, today they are on our ears and our faces. We can't even run our own organization in peace.
Yeah.
We are not going to outsource our political responsibilities as the leadership of the PAC.
Yes.
We are duty bound to take decisions that are in the best interest of the PAC as a tool that we believe that it will assist in the development of our people. So it is very easy for people who are speaking outside there, in, at the comfort of their homes.
And call you sellout.
That's undue commentary. It's necessary. No, it's necessary commentary. We don't have a problem with it. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Everybody has the right to say whatever they want to say. But speaking at home, somebody will just write on Twitter that we claim to be representing the land, we are smiling with white people, and we are going to be smiling with white people. Then you wake up and call that person and ask him, where are you staying? As an individual, as you're speaking like this, where are you staying? You find that where he stays, Pick and Pay has just stolen the land there and built Pick and Pay.
Next door to him.
Next door to him. Instead of calling it white people stealing land, he will be saying you that no, there's development next to me, and he wakes up and go to work and smile to white people.
The hypocrisy of some of the
politics. So I'm just saying to you that we as leadership, we remain unshaken. We what we have committed to is a statement of intent. There's not yet a government.
Yes.
I don't know those who are saying we are part of a government.
There's no government.
There's not yet that thing. I think it's a process.
Yes.
We have shown our intent that we are prepared to work with this government. And it's a dual process.
Yes.
There's political engagements outside the legal framework and the legal processes.
Yes.
And they must complement each other. That's what I'm saying. Little House gang is hiding behind the South African Constitution.
Yes.
The Western Cape cartel is hiding behind the statement of intent. But both must complement each other. These comrades are very senior. We are shocked why they're embarrassing themselves in public.
Well.
We've been working with them. They know in a collusion there's an agreement of political parties outside.
Yes.
Which is a collusion agreement. Written down or not written down, I don't know, even those ones who are showing off our signatures of our SG as if we have signed off the land. even if there was no document signed, in politics we go into a boardroom and agree outside proceedings.
Yes.
To guide the proceedings inside.
That's why
when there's a municipality that is hanging and is about to constitute, you will find the political principals in that vicinity. Even if they are not councillors or whatever the case may be, they are not going to be participating. But the reason from DA, ANC, all of us, we are there. We know why we are there. You know why we are there? Talks before talks that are going to influence the real legal talks inside. This is the reality that people know. We can't make our people fools and speak as if our people are not aware of these things. Our people are engaged in these things at their workplaces, in their unions. This is how things are done. Even at work, before going to a small meeting of security guards, there will be small caucuses to prepare for the main meeting. So that's the basics of how these things are being run.
Nobala, one question. You are a very strong Pan-Africanist organization, the PAC, with a rich history.
Yes.
And now there is a new party called the MK Party, which also postures as a strong pro-black, pro-land, pro-everything, just like yourself.
Yes.
So somebody else at home would have assumed that you would be joining hands with MKP, shaking hands with Jacob Zuma, because you share same ideological positions along the side of the EFF as well. These three parties have been pro-black, more radical in approach. Why have you not had coffee with Jacob Zuma?
You know, the organization I grew up in and today I'm a leader of has strongly taught us never to go around throwing insults at people.
True.
That's number one. And I always try to keep up with that principle.
Yes, sir.
But coupled with that,
yes,
is the teachings that we must call a spade a spade and speak the truth.
Yes.
We have nothing against the MK comrades. We at the principle level, as Pan-Africanists, one of our most important principles is that African people must organize themselves, working towards uniting and uniting the whole continent ultimately.
Yes.
So Sometimes when people see the mushrooming black political parties, they consider it to be problematic. But if you look at it from a different side of the coin, you might appreciate that more and more black people are entering into the space of trying to influence the decisions that are being taken about their lives on a daily basis.
Good.
If you count the number of black parties or black people who were actively involved in the processes of multi-party politics,
yes,
and compared with today, you will appreciate that the number of black people participating is growing.
Yes.
Then we appreciate that the former President Zuma is organizing a particular group of black people towards a particular vision not far apart from us.
Yes.
Whether he means it or not is something else. You don't become progressive because you are calling yourself progressive.
Sure.
If that was the case, meaning Peter Mulder must wake up in the morning and say he's calling a progressive caucus.
Yes.
And what would you say?
Because
we do not have monopoly over words, and we don't have autonomy and monopoly over words. So I'm just saying, one thing problematic about this comrades who just defected from the ANC recently,
yeah,
is that they have got a similar problem that I've observed. That's not even in a PAC position, this one. It's my observation.
Yes.
That from time to time, their eager and temptation to prove a point to the PAC makes them, against the ANC, turn a blind eye against the realities before their eyes. You find them prepared to collapse a municipality over
their own internal squabbles.
Over Julius insulted Figile in an interview at the funeral. And he called Figile a fool. Then Figile felt the need and went to Twitter and called Julius a fool. That thing will rattle down up until it goes and affect the municipality, and the municipality collapses.
So they can't separate governance from their politics.
So I'm saying the fight they had internally in the ANC seems not to be over.
True.
So from time to time when you operate with them, they will want to come out outstanding in their fight against the ANC.
To outshine one another.
Yes. So we appreciate everybody's independence and everybody's right to form their political party and the ideals that they believe in. But ideologically speaking, I'm not convinced that MK really mean these things that they say they're talking about. Maybe they are not yet a political party. They are a registered political party.
Yeah.
But they are not yet a political party.
Okay.
In a sense that what they are saying is what they believe Mshulezi stands for. And if they are saying Mshulezi is not MK, we cannot translate Mshulezi's ideals to being ideals of the MK. If they are saying we must do that, then Mshulezi is MK.
But they've said that it's just that they are still, he said himself, I'm a member of the ANC, I'm suspended, and MK Party is a military wing of the ANC. So even MK Party is ANC, but it's just a party or a group of soldiers who disagree with Cyril Ramaphosa's ANC.
I wish not to enter into that debate. Mshelozi is just punishing them the best way he knows how, and they're falling into that trap. And it's just a messy situation that they got themselves in. I have no comment around it.
My brother, let's leave the politics of the GNU, and which I appreciate your position. I think it's very well balanced. Let's go into this part. For many years, you've been going to parliament with one seat. What do you think what could you have done better? Maybe to raise your numbers, to grow your numbers, and maybe also at the same time again, what also keeps these voters intact with the PAC for so many years?
Well, firstly is that we have to appreciate the where we are from as an organization. And maybe even venture into the why part without wasting a lot of time. We just from a recent past that is characterized by legalities and pulling and pushing over leadership for quite a considerable amount of time.
Yes.
And the impact of that is something that one can shy away from.
Yes.
Especially internally inside of the structures.
Mm-hmm.
So moving out of Congress that we elected in Seshego, we got a mandate. A strict mandate with expectations from the organization that this is what is expected of us. And key amongst those is to activate, rebuild, and capacitate the organization internally.
Yes.
Wow. But whilst doing that, we must keep the organization afloat.
Yes, yes.
We are fixing the engine when it's still on air. We cannot allow it to land. It might not take off. it might fall. It's important that we continue to fix it while it's still in motion.
Yes.
This is to say, we remain very proud of the hard work that PAC members have shown.
True.
Very proud against all the challenges we have. We are a very...
Because I must say also, you look at like your COPE did not come back. The many other parties which had, which were born recently, that died off along the way. You have been in parliament for so many years. So the hard work from your voters and the loyalty to the party as well, it's very commendable as well. But then I think maybe the very same voters would want to see maybe more seats in parliament, and maybe that might require that you have a different posture and message, and that will speak to the current dynamics of politics.
But Farhan, this is why an organization built on ideological grounds can stand the test of time. But a group of angrists who just lose a Congress, just turn the emblem of the organization upside down, rush to IEC and play into the loopholes of the legalities and register it. For they are power mongers themselves. They could not accept Congress resolutions.
Yes.
They are going to not accept their own decisions when they are alone. So it's not a surprise that is happening.
Yes.
It's exactly what's happening to the ANC. We've been predicting it, we've been saying it for the longest of time when people were talking to us as if we must pick up arms someday very soon and wage some war. Why do we seem so comfortable, Comrade Eddie? We must fight against these chatteries, and we've been saying...
Revive Appalachia.
No. These comrades do not have an ideological framework. They themselves are saying it, they are a broad church. Now, a broad church means
everything
inside the ANC, there are capitalists who are members.
Yes.
And inside the ANC,
socialists.
There are street dwellers. Leave socialists. Socialists are those who are a little bit knowledgeable. They are street dwellers who know nothing even about the ideology framework. But they are members of the
opportunists.
ANC.
Opportunists, yeah.
Members of the same organization are victimizing each other. Let's leave the government and let's leave all of us outside.
Yes.
The rich are rich inside the ANC because of tenders. They are tenderpreneurs.
Yes.
These EPWP staff members are ANC branch chairmen and ANC deputy secretaries of the branches. Yeah. They are on the ground. You check what is happening on the ground with ANC comrades.
Yes.
Not with South African masses. Maybe one day we must conduct the research of the unemployment inside the ANC. Not in South Africa. Inside. And we do a feasibility study of the haves and the have-nots inside the ANC.
And the gap is very wide.
Very wide. And you wonder, how can me, as a mine worker or as a security guard at the mine, be in the same commission with Patrice Motsepe and speak from an equal footing about mining?
It's impossible.
It's not going to be possible. It's not. So it's a dog-eat-dog situation.
Yes.
And by its very nature, capitalism, it's a game of greed.
A profit.
And with greed, there's no enough. That's why you will never hear Petri saying, "Oh, I'm fine now.
I don't need money."
No. In effect, he's still involved in serious transactions that are involving this new electricity.
IPPs,
yes. So my point is to say, they are self-destructing on their own.
So I'm saying, with your ideology, with your members wanting to see you grow in numbers in parliament,
yes,
are you going to hold on to the same ideology position? Are you going to try to switch it up a bit so that it can speak to the modern day in politics? And maybe some of your policies needs to be compromised or toned moderate. Will that be the approach if you want to be in existence beyond the 7th administration, which some people might assume you might not come back, but you've been around for the past 30 years. So maybe you'll always come back because of your strong ideological position, but maybe it's also what keeps you from growing the numbers, don't you think?
Well, those who are saying who might not come back are same cartel that has been saying the PAC is dead and... Some they are dead themselves. They've been saying the PAC is dead. We saw them being buried. So
yeah,
look, the one seat situation is not something we can celebrate.
Yeah,
frank and honestly. However, it is a consequence of the situation we found ourselves in.
Yeah.
And hence I said to you that we don't set the rules of this game. We are part of the game. We don't set the rules. We intend to set the rules someday when we have got enough numerics.
Yes.
But to your question, we intend on expanding our influence.
True.
Hence, we are flexible to any responsibility given to us in government. Any responsibility, we are flexible to it. Yeah. Hence, that was our communication to even the team, that don't hold the negotiation into ransom and say you want deputy president or nothing, or finance or nothing, like others are doing. That's not the good negotiating spirit. You must have this, or if not this, what?
Sure.
So that when we're trying to meet each other halfway, we might compromise both of you and get a third party to take what you are fighting over.
Sure.
So we intend expanding our influence. We intend displaying what we mean when we mean clean governance. We intend to display what leadership is. People complain about borders. They become Minister of Home Affairs. And up until today, no one can tell you what is happening with that big, expensive fence. How far is it? It remained a scandal. The docket might have been lost. This is what we are being subjected to. So I'm just saying to you that you go to Department of Basic Education.
Yes.
You find some old lady who's been there for many, many years. When she sees that she's underperforming, kids are not passing, instead of capacitating teachers and reinforcing,
you drop the pass mark.
They drop the pass mark and be very happy to go announce that 98% of students have passed when they've passed with 88%.
Yeah.
We're exposed to a lot of unprecedented stuff.
This is crazy. Yeah, mediocrity.
We lack leadership in this country. Now, today, we are told, I was told by another old lady in my car, see, that 2 days ago, I was told electricity is not there. So I asked the question, I was even outside, I was not in the house, I asked the question, is it load shedding? The old lady laughed and called me Nyera and said, no, no, no. They've changed the name.
Yes.
They've said now they are calling it a regulated maintenance schedule. Eh? It's something of that nature. It's something. Now, what has changed effectively is the name. That propaganda tactic I always tell you about. That they are once they see a problem,
they switch
automatically to their book of lies. Once they get themselves into a trouble.
Yes, yes.
You tell me, go to the army barracks today. Go to Tabatswan.
Yeah.
You will be told there's only one Canon printer, the small one that we use at home.
Yes.
The whole offices, and it's in the office of the commander, who's senior commander, who's hardly there.
With the one printer.
SNDF, if anyone who says I'm lying must come and take me to task.
Yeah.
You find SNDF strategic documents in internet cafes around Pretoria.
Really?
Being collected with a van of the army.
The printer go?
Yes. But there's no printer. Our soldiers are car mechanics. If they must tell you what they do every day, they go to work. They change one gearbox from one car to the other car because this one is no longer functional.
It's crazy.
Our policemen are being robbed at police stations. Police need security to guard police stations.
I heard that part. That's what I heard.
Just tell me what type of mediocre are we in?
There's a private company that protects must be hired. Police station.
No, police station and pop crew and their unions are writing to the minister. They want themselves to be secured. You talk to me about that.
Yeah.
Somebody must tell us what exactly is happening.
Yeah.
Somebody says to us, I'm saying this, you know, a lot of my comrades are warning me never to enter into this terrain.
Yes.
But I enter it consciously.
Spade is a spade.
There's a new policy of 30% is being orchestrated around if somebody gets a tender. 30% is so-called to be going to the community.
CSI.
Not properly regulated deliberately.
Mm.
Do you know what is that?
That vigilante.
Do you know what that is man doing on everyday basis to the lives of our people in communities? The same thing this 350 is doing.
Okay.
If you find... This week, if I'm not mistaken, is this the week of the 370s and 350s?
Yes, yes, yes.
Nyaope boys are on the list of 370s.
It's a happy week.
It's a happy week.
Okay.
Wait until the children's grant week comes. There's even stock fails for those monies. I'm not anti the help.
Yes.
I'm not saying they are not assisting these monies.
But to what end?
I'm not saying there are those who are not using them correctly and they are assisting. I'm not saying that.
Yes.
But in a greater scale of things, the bigger chunk of the money goes to wrongdoing.
Yeah, true.
If we were giving these 350s to a skills developer as a salary, and this unemployed youth must go to this Venus. They must just bring themselves.
And
take the 350s. We pay people who must come and skill them.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Now we give them 350s so that they must vote.
And get drunk and high.
And we don't care what they do with that money. To a particular extent, they are a source of conflict in society.
So this 30% you're talking about, is it for tender for tenders?
Yes,
it's a payback to politicians.
Oh, it's a sponsorship from the government to thugs.
Okay, I want to hear more of this.
The last time we were in KZN,
yes,
we found a group of guys. Who, when they saw us in our t-shirts, they tried to speak to us. And at the core of their argument, at the core of their talk was that they are from Limpopo. They've been in KZN for 6 months. They are there to do some construction work. And they have not been paid for the past 4 months.
Yes.
As a result, their landlords have chased them out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have money to go back home.
Is that bad?
Some has went as far as selling their cell phones because there's always a lie. The money will come in this Thursday. The money will come in this Friday. And then we started to have keen interest in the matter to see, but how can this
happen?
Be normal? Because we were in case then for quite some time, a few days. Then we promised them, we exchanged numbers. We promised them, no, guys, we're busy with 123. We'll come see you tomorrow. And we sit down. Bring more of
your people.
Your people, and we sit down.
Mm-hmm.
When we came the following day, we found the same two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, but where's more of you guys? Because you said to us, there's 60-something of you.
Yes.
They said, no, they will not come. Why would not they come? There are guys who are taking care of the site. Not only the site, as in the material.
Yes.
But the site as in whatever is happening around here.
Oh.
So the guys are not free to speak.
So it's what they call construction mafias.
Something of that nature. And the most painful part is that it brings guns into our communities.
Yes.
It entrenches thuggerism.
Yeah, vigilantism.
It exacerbates the killings. We might ignore it.
At our own peril.
At our own peril. But let's take a minute and try to reflect. Where is the state in all this? You mean if Comrade Eddie is given 400 million to build a university, doesn't the state care how much am I paying people?
Mm-hmm. They must care.
Wouldn't there be some form of regulation how much must people be paid?
There should be.
People are not paid at all. And there's no recourse. They are not registered laborers. They are not organized. They are working like slaves
for an envelope.
So I'm just saying all these things to say we are stateless. We are happy the ANC is dying a slow death. Key amongst one of the missions we have as young people of the PAC,
yes,
that we promised ourselves is that the day I go to my grave, Lituli House will be a rented restaurant.
And they say. By the time you die, Baba, because there's a view that they said what they will govern
until Jesus comes. I'm saying to you,
yeah,
the day you see a post of PAC rest in peace, Edim Fuluan, you quickly rush to Little House and go check what's happening.
You
might find Nando's there.
My brother, before I let you go, because what is important is the youth, the young people.
Yes.
Only 16% voted in this election.
Yes.
And there was a call during this election that let's get as millions of people to go out there and vote. 16% voted. Do you think that maybe that was a vote of no confidence in the current system? Or do you think it's a pure lack of apathy?
Well, justified apathy.
Justified apathy.
Yes. We are young people ourselves. And we understand the frustrations.
Sure.
We can comprehend some of these reactions. Because why must I go stand in the queue? Because my neighbor, his father, is a corrupt ANC fellow. My neighbor is not even putting up posters. He's not running around mobilizing. He's not doing anything towards this organization. But he's the one who's driving around in an X5 at the expense of all of us. So why the need? People feel enslaved to the system. The system is not responding back to them, especially young literate people. They are alive to this reality. You cannot make them fools about it. They must go fall into queues.
to advance your interest.
They must go around putting up posters. They must run around selling the ANC lies to people. It's them who are being insulted from one household to the other.
Yeah.
So
they're even doing laundry at some point.
We are saying to young people, come, let's journey along. This African National Congress is dying.
Yes.
We are not afraid of these white people. Their presence in those offices with us will not change who we are. In effect, time has arrived that we stop throwing insults at each other with them.
And work together.
And they must know there is no way we can be pushed outside of governance in our own forefathers' land.
True.
It's a shame that today we are worried that we will be in government with the DA.
Yeah.
The DA must be worried that they're in government with us.
True.
We are home in our forefathers' land. We have every right to be in parliament. Voters gave us the right to be in parliament. We will be in parliament. The reason we contest elections is that we want to maximize our influence and political authority. Simple as that.
So I'm going to let you go now, my brother. And I think thousands of South Africans voted for you.
Yes.
And they have trusted you once again on the 7th administration.
Yes.
The camera is right there behind me. What can you promise them from the PAC in parliament, in governance, and maybe your message of appreciation for their loyalty to their party for the past 30 years? Shoot.
One, we appreciate and thank the work, the hard work from all PAC members, everyone who played a part in during the course of election, leadership and everyone.
Yes.
South Africans in general who voted the PAC, those who are PAC lovers, we highly appreciate the trust and confidence. We vow and commit that under no circumstances, GNU, NGU, whatever it is called, our principles that we are known to be standing for, we still stand by those principles. We will advance them as we've been advancing them. We've been advancing these principles with one seat out of 400 seats. What will be difficult today with advancing our interest inside the cabinet?
Yeah.
This thing called a cabinet has been a secret for many years. Has been some hidden thing for many, many years.
Yes.
This time around, no one will tell us cabinet said this. This time around, we will be able to tell somebody that which cabinet meeting.
We were there.
We've been receiving minutes with of cabinet meetings that have never said. Minutes have been cooked for years and years and 30 years. So time has arrived that we must get inside the machine, get to know how the machine works, and have information who's doing what. We are not going to rely on you guys as the media to tell us who's a thief. We want to be inside so that when somebody touches the cookie jar, we say, but Mren, what are you doing now? What are you doing? Simple as that. And not wait for the money to disappear and ask after it's gone.
Yeah, somebody said this will be good because then now, as they squabble between who is the biggest thief, the small thief, we the public, or we as the media as well, we tend to benefit because now we'll get to hear the truth and get to know what's happening behind closed doors, right?
Previously, we'll wait for Nomvula to steal.
Yeah.
Then we'll, the media will tell us when money is long gone. You see?
Yes.
Now, this time, we want to catch Gwede when he's still about to steal.
Gwede, what are you doing?
What is this?
Leadership, thank you for coming through, my brother.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Nobala, Deputy Secretary General of the PAC. They are part of the Government of National Unity. What are your thoughts about this formation of government? Is it good for South Africa? Is it a recipe for disaster? Do you think these parties can agree on mutual consensus and really find a way forward to rebuild South Africa and change the lives of our people? That's it from me, Bafana Modise. This was Beyond the Ballot by VVIP. And also remember to subscribe, like, share. This was proudly brought to you by Podcast Party SA. Thank you. See you next time. Ciao, ciao.